systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Today is a Monday, October 4th, 2010, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
This is episode 408. How's about that? And Beer Bear says hourglass thingy equals computer middle finger. Just so you know.
Oh, okay.
That was the computer's middle finger.
Oh, it was going, hey, fuck you.
This is episode 408.
Dude, the next episode is 409! 409! Oh my god.
All right.
Like the cleaning
so,
stuff.
So, thejamble.com/live is where you can watch this every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Yay.
Awesome. 406-204-4687, of course, if you want to give us a call. You know what I did this weekend? Had the house to myself. Sean's totally gone, right?
Yeah.
As you know by the Friday app named Sean's Gone.
Yeah.
I'm getting sick of naming episodes.
Oh, okay.
Do you know how much I don't look forward to doing that?
Let's just name it episode.
Just number, incremental number.
No, you got something catchy.
It's a pain. But anyway, so I made the map for Sean's Vision Quest.
Oh, yeah?
On the site. Absolutely.
You've got one stop so far?
Two so far.
Where?
Well, if you went to thejamhole.com and you looked at, what's it called? Vision Quest, I think.
Beer Bear says theme for 409, no cursing or dirty talk.
Nah.
This will be a cleaning
the
episode.
101 challenge.
Right.
Excellent.
We should try that.
Yeah, I don't want to try that at all. I listened to them try that, and it didn't
It'll
sound
like
fun.
It'll be amusing. It'll be like bleep, bleep, bleep. We should just bleep it out.
Ugh.
Just bleep it.
Anyway, so yeah, there's a map on there, and there's there's one spot on there, and then I have to add another one, but apparently he left my house, he went that way, through the reservation
that way.
Of Browning, and into Shelby.
Okay, his brother's there.
Right.
Right.
And now, he texted me before we started the show, and he's in Wellington, North Dakota, or something. Does anybody know where... Do we have any listeners in Wellington, North Dakota?
He texted me earlier, too.
Do they have internet in Wellington, North Dakota?
But all he said... Or I texted him this morning because that stupid song came on. I've got the magic in
Wellington.
Me.
It's that Wellington. Song? Excuse me.
You know
Wellington.
That stupid song he was shimming around
yes.
the house to?
Thank you. Well, I had just actually forgotten it, but thanks.
Every time I touch the track, it turns into
okay, thank
gold.
You.
Well, anyway, that song comes on, like, my iPod dies, right? And then I have to listen to the stereo at work, or the
of
radio,
course.
Or whatever. And that song comes on, like, two or three times a day. And every time I hear it, I start shimming around like Sean. And I'm like, yay! And then I texted him, and I was like, Sean, I hate you, because now every time I hear that song, I think of you. And he texted me back, he was like, I miss your face, Broseph.
Wow.
Yeah, he was like, I miss you, Broseph.
So yeah, he hasn't made it as far as I thought he was going to.
He misses me.
North Dakota.
Not you.
That's fine.
I'm his Broseph.
Do you realize how amazing it was here Saturday all day?
Probably boring as fuck.
No. Quiet. Totally quiet. Peaceful, serene.
Should have took that time
calm.
To do your dishes.
I took that time and I wrote Rap Greatness, okay? I got a new FG beat, and let me tell you
and what,
something.
And what did you do? You wrote another song about you.
Goddamn right I did. Because that's what rappers have to do at first. You write your fun songs, and then you write your, you know, artistic songs, and now, this is me. Let me tell you who I am. And you have to say your
I'm
name.
I'm Matt Lee.
That's
I
right.
rap so badly.
You have to say your name a bunch of times, so then people will... remember it. It's a key.
Wow, so, it's three fucking letters. Your first and last name.
So? Weird, huh?
Not really.
Oh.
Oh my god, dude.
I saw a church sign today. Do you know what this one said?
Did it say Matt Lee sucks at rap?
No.
Because that's what it should say.
Really?
I'm kidding.
I'll battle you, bitch. Shit. Don't fuck with me. It said kneeling. Kneeling keeps you in good standing with God.
Oh.
That's weird, huh?
Get on your knees for God.
Right? Why would you? I don't know.
Jesus loves
it. Seems that in the midst of all of this religious controversy that we're having, you would maybe be a little more tasteful than, hey, get on your knees and praise God. It's a new sex term. Like later on, we're going to go in the bedroom. You're going to get on your knees and praise God.
I don't like God, so.
It'll be great.
No, it won't be.
And yeah, I appreciate the mad support for my rap career.
You know I love
Thank
your
you.
Rap, but come on, dude, for real. Another song about you.
Yeah. Well, how many do we have about me?
Your autobiography.
One.
Okay.
Okay.
What about that song?
What? What?
I was born a little somewhere,
what?
Something in
October.
That's
old shit. That doesn't even matter.
Okay, well, that matters. That matters. I've heard
it's old
it.
Shit. I've gotten it. A lot better at describing myself creatively.
Okay.
Lyrically.
Can we limit it to like one a year?
Okay. This will be the last one.
Okay. I still haven't got a song about me yet, so.
Well, I wonder why.
I don't even know if I want to hear a song about me, though. So.
Kneeling keeps you closer and in good standing to God.
You need to be in good standing with me. So you should get on your knees, bitch.
What are you even talking about?
You need to be nice.
How am I not? I'm the greatest boyfriend you would ever be hoped to get stuck with.
Ever be hoped to get stuck with.
That's right. Wordsmith.
Yes, you are.
I'm telling you. What? What's wrong?
You're a douche.
Whoa.
Just stop being a douche.
Really?
Be nice to me.
How...
It's like you know, when a 3-year-old pets a cat and you gotta like yell at it constantly, be nice, be nice. And the kid's like, kitty, I love you. All right, that's you.
Why is that me?
With your girlfriend.
How do I do that? I don't understand.
You do that.
How?
Because you're
verbally?
Verbally.
Am I verbally abusive?
Yes, huh. You are. You are.
Really?
You are.
Does it bother you, though?
A little bit.
Really?
Huh. Sometimes.
All right.
Sometimes.
Well, sorry.
Remember, I've told you like 100 times, be nice to me.
I am nice to you, I thought.
Be nicer to me in front of people. Cause
well,
you're told,
that...
See?
Sometimes
See?
You ask for
See?
It, though, and I can't help myself.
See?
That's not my fault, though.
You're mean to me in front of people.
Really?
Yes. You belittle me in front of people.
I don't know how to say this, so I'm just going to say it.
Whoa. Don't even say it. You're going to go too far right here. I can feel it.
Is this the point?
I can feel it.
What's the time?
It's not 4:20.
Oh, my God.
It's only 9 minutes.
Speaking of 4:20, dude, check this out.
Okay.
You may or may not have noticed.
You're my fiance. Be nice to me. That's
okay.
All I have to
Thank
say.
Thank you.
Why don't you say things like, I love you?
Because it's annoying when you say things like that
you
all the time.
You say it
when
we're fucking all the time.
No, listen. And then
I
it
love
becomes.
You. Oh, God. All the time. And then by ourselves. And stuff, when you're really high, you like to touch
Whoa.
My face and rub me and be
well,
like,
your
I
face
love
feels
you.
Cool sometimes.
Huh. Okay.
And now I totally forgot what I was going to say, so thank you for that.
It's because you're high.
Right. Oh, right.
Right.
You may have noticed that, right, in the chat. And for the Hotbox show, I got a little too stoned, and I had a hard time reading and remembering things. But anyway, I was on my route today. And I stopped at this one stop, and this lady had, like, a whole batch of cookies.
Uh-huh.
And you could totally smell the weed, you know. Like, you could... It was
Permeating.
An abundant smell. And she gave me a couple of them. And she's like, you know, I haven't quite got the dosage down yet, so be careful with these. And I'm like, shit, yeah, dude. So I hop in the truck and I fucking start munching one. And like, I get halfway down the road and she calls me and she's like, oh yeah, by the way, don't eat one and then eat the other one right after it, because it kind of takes a while to kick in. And I was like starting to eat the second one. So I was like, oh, thank you. And like, by the time I was done and I got back to the office and I was unloading my truck is when it hit me. And I was like, nice. And I've kind of been in that daze, like, ever since. So.
Just fried?
Just want to let you know. But check this out. They're making some gourmet shit out of some weed. It looks
just
like
a pumpkin roll, dude. I can make a pumpkin roll.
But, like, out of weed and make it taste good, but make it, I don't know. That seems like it would be harder. But it's cool that, you know, people are making that stuff. I think.
I can put babies in my food and make it taste good. Okay. That's how amazing I am.
Okay. What's the time again? What's the time?
11.
Please. 11. Okay. Sometimes that's why I belittle you.
Why?
Because you get so... What's the word? What's the nice word? You get so... I don't know. Anyway.
What? Cocky?
Not really cocky. Maybe kind of... Not really arrogant, but like kind of... Not really facetious, but like... I want
to
say...
Myself?
The
like
word
you
I'm
are?
Thinking is annoying, but I don't want to say annoying because that's mean to say to your girlfriend, right?
Whoa!
No. See, I didn't. But...
You almost died.
No, like you just... I just feel like sometimes I need to take you down a peg. If you know what I mean.
You're the one writing songs about yourself, okay?
Whoa.
You're
that's
self-indulgent.
That's besides the point.
Very, very. It's something I have to do.
I don't want to do that. It's something I have to do. Being a rapper, that's one of the things you have to do to, you know, get your wings, as they say. I don't think that's what they say in rapping, but...
Just shut up. Just do some news.
You have to do that. I'm just saying.
Well, you know what? I'm
It's good. Not my fault.
It is your fault.
It's not my
it
fault.
It is very much so your fault. It is.
How was your day, honey?
It was good.
Really? Are you digging this not living here, but staying the night here
yes.
Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays?
Yes.
It's a very good schedule.
Are you liking it?
I kind of like it.
Yeah?
It's like I know when you're going to be here. I know when you're not going to be here. It's nice. I can plan out my comings and goings.
What if I just pop in randomly?
I'm going to need that key back also.
Nah. Just remember, I have that key, and I could randomly just come by.
Are you threatening me?
I am threatening you.
That's
Take
not
it
nice.
How you want it. But that's how I'm giving it.
Yeah. Do you want to work out a hypothetical scenario real
sure.
quick? Okay, let's say, hypothetically, I was here, and I had a friend over, and we were just hanging out or whatever, and you came in, and you saw that. Hypothetically, what would happen?
See, you gotta text me beforehand, be like, hey, I'm having so-and-so over, don't kill me.
What? Okay.
And then I'll be like, okay, and I'll just come over anyway.
Okay, I'll be over in a minute. Rawr. No, but would you freak out and, like, get violent? Are you the violent type? Because I have to know.
Well, if you're both, like, just chilling on the couch and, like, her face isn't red and her hair's not fucked up.
All right.
Then I'll just, I don't know, I'll be like, who's that?
Who's that?
And you'll be like, so-and-so. And I'll be like, oh.
And when she grabs money off the dresser and then leaves... quick, then will you still be like, what's up?
No, we'll beat the fuck out of her and take her money.
Wow.
Don't, what are you doing here?
No, I'm just, hypothetical.
What are you doing?
A man
while
you're needs
by
to know certain things about the woman that he may
if
or may
not think
about.
If I catch you fucking somebody, yeah, I'm gonna get very violent.
Whoa. I didn't say fucking. I just said I had a friend over. I didn't even say it was a chick.
If you had a friend over and you're doing something with her...
I didn't say her.
I'm saying her.
What if I just have a bro over and we're
That's
just broing
cool,
out,
whatever.
Just chilling?
I don't care.
Writing some hip-hop.
He can give you a head all he wants.
Whoa.
Don't care.
How do you have that double standard?
I don't know, because I know you don't like men.
So what if, hypothetically, I can't even do that.
No, okay. You don't like men.
I like hanging out with men.
But you're homophobe.
Dudes. I'm not homophobic.
Sure.
I hang out with gay dudes all the time. I'm totally kidding. I've known a few in my passings. Word to that.
Do you have any idea how gay you sounded right there? I hang out with gay guys all the time.
I'm secure enough in my manliness.
Like, all the time.
To be cool with that.
And they totally give me head.
Whoa. See, well, why do you take it to that strange...
Because you're kind of a girly man. And how, I can see a butch dude that's gay totally raping you.
I think you only think I'm a girly man because your standard of what a girl should be is just, like, way out of whack.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, because clearly you're, like, a tomboy. So you start your manly scale up here, like... You probably did more man things when you were a kid than I did.
It's because you're a sissy little girl.
That's not it. I grew up in the city.
You grew up here, you dumb fuck.
Well, yeah, but when I would have been here, I was not. Like when you're a kid, like when you're a little kid. I moved here in fifth grade, okay? I was a grown-ass man.
I don't remember
anything. I had hair on my nuts.
I don't remember.
I had hair on my nuts.
Before fifth grade, okay? So your raising and shit gets done probably past your fifth grade and shit, so.
Whatever. I had hair on my nuts in fifth grade is the point.
I had a bra on in fifth grade.
You had a bra on when you were born, dude. Let's be real here.
Look, dude. You were raised here, and you could have done some more man things.
I had to feed horses with hay at 6 a.m., and I had hay fever, and I did not like that.
I never had hay fever.
Well?
But I had mercury poisoning. Yeah.
What does that have to do with anything?
It's the fucking
areas
you're
raised
in. It's
because all you ate was fish, probably.
It was shrimp. I caught it in a bad area. Whatever. Wow. And I didn't devein the spine, so...
Whatever. That's kind of weird that you've, like, had mercury poisoning. You're not autistic. Like, really? Okay, you have a lazy eye, which
it's
probably...
It's not a lazy eye!
Whoa.
Whoa!
Sorry.
Prosif!
What's the medical term for it?
And so I'm gonna kick your ass later. That's what...
What's it called?
Why does it matter?
Okay, well, I'm just curious, because...
It's called Duane syndrome.
Oh, right.
Dwayne.
Awesome.
But dude.
So
you could have done some more man things growing up.
I did a lot. I rode horses and stuff.
I was scared of horses.
It's just not that fun to do. Like, I don't know. I'm not that into it. I rode dirt bikes.
Barbies?
No. G.I. Joe's.
Yeah. I didn't even have G.I. Joe's because having a doll was a sign of a girly weakness.
You,
no.
All right. We try to make you understand this 3 days a week. You're a girl. Okay.
I am a girl. I know.
All right. Just so we're clear.
What about it?
Nothing.
I'm more
Just
manly
saying.
Than you are. No.
But that's... You shouldn't be proud of that.
Why not?
Because girls should be...
What? Weak
ideally,
and dainty and...
Ideally, yes.
Under a rock? No,
well,
dude.
Well, no, not under a rock. Maybe in a kitchen. No, I'm totally kidding. Totally kidding. Totally. Which is weird because you love to cook, so, and you work in a kitchen, so that's kind of
but it's,
awesome.
You know what the sad thing is, though, is like cooking at home is a woman's thing, but cooking in a kitchen.
Cooking to earn the living.
Is a man's thing for some reason. Like,
that is weird. What's up with that?
It is weird because when you go to a restaurant, do you expect to see some chick back there busting out shit on the line?
Well, no, but see, that's the difference. If it's like a corporate restaurant, if it's like one of those small mom and pop, like home cook from scratch type of things, it is generally a female. But in the corporate world
or franchise,
right, it was chicks for the most part at that bar in Hot Springs cooking. It was clearly a chick hair that was in that, you know, that food. Clearly. So.
But, dude.
Good?
There's nothing wrong with me
no,
being
not,
manly.
How okay? do you get that from?
And I am very proud of doing all the cool things that I do and being raised the way I was. Because you know why?
Why?
Fucking kick those little chicks' asses that are like.
And that's
hey.
Crucial.
It is. It's very crucial.
When
survival
every
of the
guy
fittest.
You date really wants to do that.
Survival of the fittest.
Except for me.
Survival of the fittest, man. They ain't gonna get my shit.
Survival of the fittest doesn't exactly come into play in our newly formed modern society here.
It does.
Does it, though?
It does.
Bullshit. Being fit and has nothing to do with
I ain't gotta
how
be
much
fit.
Money you can get.
I ain't gotta be fit. What I'm saying is I have a more well-rounded knowledge of the world.
Right.
Than
but
most
how does that
women.
Translate into cash money, nigga?
Cheddar. Because I'm awesome.
Gotta get that cheddar.
Because I'm fucking awesome.
And you just use your tits to get guys to give you money?
Because I know how to use them.
But that has nothing to do with you being awesome. That was like a roll of the dice that you happened to get a nice set of tits.
Nice.
It could have just
you mean
as-
perfect?
No, Jesus Christ. When I say take you down a peg, I just want us all to think back and remember to when she said that.
Let me just think back to when you said a little something.
They are nice, though. But it could have just as easily gone the other way, and you could...
I've heard these words come out of your mouth.
Not have any tits at all. You had no control over that. That's what I'm saying.
Anyway, but...
You weren't like, let me look through the tit catalog
go get
today.
My boobie pump.
Jesus. Next, we'll look at noses, and then vaginas.
Yeah.
What if you made a baby like that?
That'd be
like
kind of cool.
Could just pick out.
Like that movie?
It'd be like in Super Mario when the things are going by and you got to click them to like match them up. It'd be like that. A bunch of pieces just going by and you'd have to like click on them.
So why are you weird about me being somewhat manly?
I'm not weird about it at
all. You're like, we have to remind you that you're a girl.
Well, I just don't want... I
am a girl. I have a vagina. I have a set of tits. I have a rocket
right.
body.
I just... As long as you know that.
I do know that.
I don't want you to get any crazy thoughts from watching all these Discovery Channel shows. Like, hey, I could be a dude just as easy because that would be really weird.
I don't need to be a dude to be a man.
Oh, well. All right. Well.
Come on. I'm awesome, dude. I do some amazing shit that normal girls could never fucking do. Eh? Get that?
Like what?
Like clean.
What can you do that no other girl can do?
They can probably do it. They just won't.
Well.
They're like, ew.
They will do whatever if with the proper motivation. I mean, duh.
Like castrate a hog?
If... I guess if they had, why would you ever, I've never done, why would you ever, has anybody in the chat ever castrated a hog?
You have to.
Any, I'll give you the whole listener base of this show. Has any of you ever chopped off a hog's nuts?
You have to.
What does that have to do with life ever?
When you want to eat a hog.
This isn't Lord of the Flies, dude. When I want to eat a hog, I go to Frugal's and get a barbecue pulled pork sandwiches and an Oreo fucking shake. I'm not...
I'm not
killing a fucking hog.
But they're good.
Burger,
as long as you cut off the nuts in time.
Burger says, I did a horse.
See? People castrate things.
So what does that have to do with...
Just saying girls don't do that.
Have you ever castrated a squirrel?
No, but I've eaten one.
Have you eaten squirrel?
Uh-huh.
Did you notice the squirrel from downstairs is gone?
Yeah, those chicks moved out.
They moved out of the camper?
Yeah.
Where'd they go?
I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, that's I've cool. eaten squirrel, dude. Down south, you fucking grab a little .22 and go out in the woods and pick off a bunch of squirrels.
Have you ever seen that picture a long time ago?
They're tasty.
On the internet?
They stink really bad when you clean them.
It's a picture of a squirrel with big old nuts?
Yes.
Okay. That's a pretty awesome picture.
Oh my god.
Anyway, did you know that was a real squirrel?
No.
That was actually a real squirrel.
Are you a real boy?
Yes.
Are you a man? Are you more man?
I'm a man, bitch.
Are you more man than I?
You're a lot of man. To define man.
What's your definition of man? Cock and balls?
Cock and balls? No, well,
'cause that would make my brother a man.
Yeah, your brother's a man. Well,
okay,
he's getting there.
Pre-girlfriend.
Pre-pubescent.
How about pre-girlfriend? Was my brother a man?
Sure, he was just a gay man. Still a man,
okay,
right?
There's a difference between a dude and a man.
I'm talking like X chromosomes and XY chromosomes.
I'm talking like, you know, being a man.
You've been watching all these weird, freaky Discovery Channel shows about chicks being dudes.
Man.
You're like, hey, it really wouldn't be that far of a stretch to get a sex change, take some hormones, and be a dude. Wouldn't that totally piss Matt off? I'm going to go do that.
I would never do that. I like
better
my vagina
not.
Way too much. Women have way better orgasms than men could dream of. So I'm
but
happy
we,
with my vagina.
It's all right, though, because we can...
I wonder, though...
We can just jerk
off...
If I
became a man...
Wherever.
If I would still have an amazing orgasm.
Probably not.
Probably.
It would probably be awful and leave much to be desired, like most men's orgasms. And probably in
Why
their,
do you guys always want to do it,
into
then?
Into their
I don't
own
understand.
Hands.
Maybe we're totally satisfied with our shit,
do
so
you
we
think
don't care.
More... More men in the United States jerk off or are sexually satisfied?
Jerk off.
You think so?
Yeah.
Probably.
So, are you
anyway,
a man?
Yes.
Are you really?
I want to talk
are
about
you more
this.
Man than I? I still need that answer.
I will hit you in the face with my dick, and that will prove that, yay, I am more man than you.
And then I will castrate you.
I don't think so. I don't think so. You'd come at me with a knife. I'd hit the knife out of your hand with my dick, then swift uppercut with my dick to your face, and then, you know, finish.
And here come
her.
The twin titties to smash it. Boom! Done
yeah,
and done.
I don't think so, dude.
Just like fucking Alice.
Can I talk about this? Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. From Super Jail.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. That's
so,
a man.
That is a man.
It's all man.
That is probably both. Can I talk about this squirrel
Matt
now?
The Dick Ninja says Beer Bear. Yay. Hey.
I wish we had like a good cartoonist to draw that, because that would be an awesome picture.
I could try.
Really? A
yeah.
Dick Ninja? I totally want that.
I'd make it.
Someone draw that for me,
giant
please.
Giant penis with your face on it.
Yes.
Hey.
Hey.
Read your story.
I was trying to. So, squirrel, big nuts, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a real squirrel. It's a Cape ground squirrel. And apparently the males have a scrotum that's 20% of their body length, not counting the tail. And their dick... More than twice as long. Pow. Big ol' fat squirrel dick.
Twice
you didn't,
as
did
long
you know that?
As...
Is that a man?
Can you beat that?
I could kick
it, Are you
it,
more
probably.
Man than that squirrel?
I could run it over in my car.
Are you more
these,
man than the squirrel?
These mighty genitals suggest oh. that sex, and sperm in particular, is a serious business for Cape ground squirrels. That's so awesome. To get the best odds of fathering the next generation, they need to ensure that it's their sperm that fertilizes the female's eggs and not those of rivals. Are you getting worked up?
See? Jealousy. It's everywhere.
But I like to think that we... Well...
Maybe not jealousy. That's territorial. Territorial.
That's like territory. Basic animal instinct.
Yeah, it is.
And they can't help it. They have a scrotum that is 20% of their body length.
I can't help it. I'm
that is
amazing,
so much
and
testosterone.
I have to keep mine.
Could you imagine how much testosterone that poor little squirrel has? I'm so glad we don't wear headphones, because that is fucking disgusting.
It kind of gurgles.
And I feel really, I feel really bad for anyone that heard that through headphones.
It sounded pretty gurgly, and I almost threw up.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, sperm is very important. Check out this.
I read a whole book on sperm.
I know you did.
Yeah.
Quote.
Quote.
An oral masturbation was recorded when a male sat with head lowered, like praying, and an erect penis in his
mouth.
Absolutely. Being
dirty little squirrel.
Being stimulated. Could you imagine, like, walking in on that? Like, squirrel with big...
Squirrel! No!
Oh, my God. Being stimulated with both mouth, parenth, fellatio, parenth, and forepaws. Masturbation. While the lower torso moved forward and backwards in thrusting motions. Finally culminating in an apparent ejaculation, after which the male appeared to consume the ejaculate. That's so awful.
Beer Bear says he just wanted a nut.
Yes, he just wanted a nut. Absolutely.
Yay. Ding.
Many mammals masturbate, including humans.
Yeah.
Do you think out of all of the animals
I did it today.
In God's great me too. Out of nice. All the animals in God's great kingdom, do we jerk it the most? I bet we do.
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think beats us?
Monkeys.
No way.
Yeah.
No.
Every time you
so.
See monkeys, you're either pooping or jacking it, okay?
That is true.
They,
but I don't know. You could say the same for people.
No.
I don't know.
You're not either pooping or jacking it every time I see you.
Yeah, Beer Bear does say, nope, there are some monkeys that do it way more than we
see?
Do.
See?
Huh.
Monkey see, monkey do.
In every case...
It's like, ooh, a wall. I'm gonna jerk off now.
So all mammals masturbate. Clearly.
Do dolphins masturbate?
Why waste the sperm?
Do dolphins masturbate?
Can you masturbate if you're a
mammal? It says all mammals masturbate.
Right, but I think you kind of need a dick to qualify for that.
They have penises. They do.
But they don't have hands, dude. They have fucking
rub it on
flippers.
Some coral or something. Or?
That would hurt. What if there was a sea urchin there and you rubbed your cock, your giant whale cock?
I know what they do.
Fuck, that would hurt.
They find a blowfish.
Wow, dude. Wow. Did you
big
see?
Old puffer.
Hold on. Did you guys see her eyes light up right when she thought of that? Holy Christ, dude. That was amazing. Like, she was like, I got it!
I
nice.
Was so excited!
Nice. Good job. You just earned your paycheck for all week, right there. That one joke.
Okay.
Nice.
I'm crying.
So, why waste the sperm?
I really want to know how they jerk off now, though.
Well, Google it. The most obvious explanation is that it's what males do when they're horny. We just waste sperm. Makes sense.
Well,
do you
no,
ever save your do you
why.
Save your sperm
no.
when you jerk off?
I read a book. I know why.
Wow.
I read expert a book on sperm.
The
I
jizz
know why.
Expert over here.
They
Let's
you
go to
bought
Danny.
It for me.
Let's go to Danny in the field, this jizz expert. Back over to you, Danny.
Okay. You bought it
you
for me.
You got some semen on your lip there.
Oh, that's my tears.
So, what?
Anyway.
Go.
People, men, mammals, whatever, they decide to jerk off.
Mm-hmm.
Or they get that tingle in their pants.
Right.
And want to do something about it because they need to get rid of old semen. Okay,
right.
Your testes produce so much semen and it produces it on like
Tell
a daily basis.
Tell me about it.
Listen, it produces it on a daily basis
fucking
and
a.
Your oldest ones are at the front, right?
Twice daily sometimes.
Well, if you don't get rid of your older ones, and if you try to ejaculate some or ejaculate into some, they're going to be useless anyway.
Right.
They're going
like
to be a whole bunch of
elderly.
Blocker sperm. Like, there's
right.
a bunch of different types of sperm.
Right, okay, right.
So
thank you.
They all, well, if they all start to get all sluggish and old and shit, then they're all just like blocker sperm, and all they do is sit there.
Right.
So that's why they have to get rid of it. And then your next load, your fresh fucking uber awesome vibrant load, is full of like... crazy swimmers.
Did you just describe a load as vibrant?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the way it is on your second, you know.
It's the way it is
like
on
if
your
face. If your shit's fresh, if your shit's fresh, fresh sperm.
Do you prefer
loads.
The taste of vibrant, fresh sperm or old stale sperm?
Neither. No.
Awesome.
Neither.
Lucky.
What do you mean lucky? I do everything for you. Shut up.
Whoa. I'm just saying, I'm so lucky. Because you're an amazing girlfriend to know so much about sperm.
And handle yours very well.
Fucking A, with like hazmat gloves.
Okay, anyway.
So.
Blowfish.
Blowfish. Oh my God. Wow.
I'm sorry, it's so awesome.
Anyway. Well, I'm really glad we discussed that. I feel much better knowing.
Hey,
if I was a dolphin, though.
Burger says from Wiki, dolphins also rub their genitals against the ground or other surfaces to stimulate themselves.
Of course.
Boom!
No, hold on, that's Wiki.
They jerk off.
Right.
They have to.
Okay.
They gotta do it. If they're in the water, you just rub around in the water.
In the water.
In the water is like stuff. Right. Yeah.
It's like swimming in a big giant vagina.
You know what would be really cool? If you went to a giant like fish aquarium thing, right? And there's dolphins in it. And you're standing there at the glass watching dolphins. And then the dolphin comes by and rubs its cock on the fucking glass.
Yeah. That would be amazing.
Like a little kid model with that. Click, click, click.
Beer Bear says they have to watch for crabs, too. Yes.
Yes,
they do.
Yes.
So, well, yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm really glad I chose to discuss that. So, Mexican pirates. What do you know about... Thank you. What do you know about Mexican pirates? First of all, did you know that there were Mexican pirates?
Well, yeah.
I thought there were just Somali pirates.
I lived on a peninsula kind of across the street from Mexico.
Right, but I didn't think there were pirates there.
Right, well, in between me and Mexico, there were Mexican
pirates.
They're
called Cubans.
And they leave stuff in the water.
What have you found in the water? What did you find in the water?
I found a lot of things in the water.
Have you ever found a dead body in the water?
No.
Are you lying?
No.
Okay.
No, I found coke.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it doable?
Oh, yeah.
How are you not dead?
I should be.
Fuck.
At least I should have had like a couple heart attacks by now.
Great.
I found coke.
Looking forward to being with you for a long time and taking care of you when you're like 33. Okay.
I'm all decrepit and like...
I know. Like, I'm 44. What's wrong with you?
And I found weed before.
Right.
I found, glass.
Crack.
No, I found coke and weed. Those are the only like,
how much
really
coke,
cool things.
Burger says, how much coke?
Two blocks.
Two big blocks?
Like,
are you fucking
like,
serious?
Like this. Like a brick. Like
what the fuck did you do with all of that cocaine?
I sold a lot of it.
Did you really?
Yes.
Did you make a lot of money?
Yes.
Yes. Wow, dude.
But I did a lot of it, too.
I bet. That would be a horrible thing to, like, find somebody like you.
It was so wonderful.
Like, what are the chances this fucking
those
cocaine...
Those were the best days of my life.
...found a bail of coke. Like, how often does that happen, like, to a crackhead just walking
and you know
down
what?
The street?
I found it while I was doing my favorite thing, fishing.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Was that just the perfect day for
oh
you?
Oh, my God. It was the best night of my life.
Is that what every day strives to be like?
Yes.
Try to fish and find coke.
See, oh, dude, after... Oh, God. That was the first thing I found, right? And
right.
Okay, I was fishing off of the point of the jetty, and I saw two crab trap balls, and they were about 6 feet apart or whatever. And I'm like, okay, crab traps mean, you know, there's shit in the traps, like bait or whatever, and there's fish that like to hang out around that because, you know, little pieces fall off and they eat the shit. Or shark or whatever. So I'm like, cool.
Right.
I'm going to cast right in between them, you know, and drag through. And I cast it in between them, and I start to pull back, and I get what?
Nothing. Keep going. Well, Beer Bear wants to know what kind of lure you used to catch coke. All night. Fuck, man. But, I'm glad you guys are on point tonight, because I am way too high for this.
But as I was pulling it back in, it you know, I got a lot of tension and shit, and I'm like, what the fuck? And
a lot of tension.
Basically, there was no fucking crab trap. There was just crab trap balls, and there was a rope tying the two together, and it had the two bricks of coke in the middle of it, tied in a fucking, like, it was wrapped in saran wrap.
Stamped with the United States Navy stamp on it or something.
No, it was all sorts of crazy wrap to be, like, waterproof and
shit. Oh, for sure,
I
bet.
It was crazy fucking wrap.
They probably count on, like, 1 out of 5 of their planes going down in water or having to ditch the shit into water.
Well, no, this was a drop. Somebody left it there.
Oh.
To be picked up.
Oh. Did you ever get killed for that? Yes, caller. You're live on the Jam Hole. What's up?
Oh.
Hello.
It's Red Fox.
What's up? Is this?
Yeah, Sean. What's up?
Holy shit. The traveling rapper. What's up, Sean?
Well, not much. I'm in Wilmington, North Dakota.
Yeah, we mentioned that at the beginning of the show.
I'm at Applebee's. Delicious.
Nice. How's North Dakota?
Flat.
Yeah, I bet.
Flat.
How are the people?
We're trying to see how I wound up over here, actually.
Oh, please.
My brother used to work over here a couple months ago, and he left a work van over here in the care of his former employer.
Right.
Well, he went through the group line that his former employer got all drunk one night and shot the fuck out of the van with a pistol. So we drove over here from Shelby, Montana, which is a 7-hour drive. We go there, we track him down, find him. My brother's talking to him, and he's like, oh, hey, what's up, buddy, blah, blah. He's like, man, I heard you shot my van up. And the guy just, like, got this wide-eyed look. He was like, you want me to buy it from you? And Matt's like, yes, I do, right now. So he got $300 for the van. But then before we left town, we made sure we go back to the van and beat the fucking shit out of it with big-ass knives.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yep.
So what are you doing besides that?
Well, we're heading back to Shelby tonight, catching a train tomorrow, back to the Valley, and then I'm hopping a train from there to Seattle, and then from there I'm going to the West Coast, down California.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So you're coming back here for a little bit?
For like a couple hours.
Oh.
Just to hop on a train.
Yeah, just enough time to empty my bank account and hop a train.
Nice. Mm. Burger says to get the cock out of your mouth because you're kind of hard to understand.
So I got a lot of really good food.
Nice. Probably not very good service in North Dakota, huh?
Well, yeah, it was all right. There's a big construction boom going on over here, so there's lots of people working and shit.
Nice.
Well, I miss you.
Well, I miss both you guys.
Shit, yeah. Aww. Shit, yeah.
And all the Jam Hole listeners. I miss all of them.
Fuck
but
yeah.
But you know what? I love you all the same, so.
That's important.
No jealousy between anybody, okay?
That's important.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll let you know if we have any hot female listeners in North Dakota.
That's okay. I'm going to become a priest, so I'm done with sex with women.
Oh, nice. What happened?
So you can marry us?
Did you finally get AIDS?
I did, so I figured it's time to throw in the towel.
Wow. Right on.
God and Shelby of all places.
Well, that's important.
You should totally get ordained and marry us.
I will. I'll marry you, too. It's going to be a satanic ritual, though.
Okay.
Just for you guys.
Sacrificial.
That's totally cool.
I mean, isn't marriage the ultimate sacrifice?
Yeah.
It is. To each other, if you love each other.
Right.
It is.
That's important.
Very important. Key is to not have any aspirations for the future after you get married, because, well, you're married, so.
Right. That pretty much says it all. All right, well, thanks for the call, dude. You got anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I just want to say hi to our listeners, and yeah, I'll just keep on trucking.
Sweet, dude. Well, good luck.
I love you.
Well, thank you. I love you too. Don't call back.
All right, later, man.
Bye.
Bye.
Sean, everyone,
the traveling rapper.
So anyway, yeah, I reeled in some coke.
That was the worst call quality ever.
Well,
so
that's
what
Sean was like,
right.
That's how his
voice was saying something about they had a work van down there the first time because his brother was working down there. And something, it got all shot up or something, and he saw the kids that did it. I don't know. I have no idea what he was saying.
Well, anyway,
that would be interesting to go back to and, like, try and make understandable.
So, yeah, anyway, I reeled in some coke, and I was super fucking stoked. Wow, that rhymed. I'm great. But, basically, I fucking pulled it up, and I saw what it was, and I just, like, threw it in my truck, and I left. I didn't even finish fishing. I was like, fuck it, I'm gone.
And yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
There was probably, like, a gang of, like, big Puerto Ricans. That were about to make $1 million with that.
Dude,
it
was pink. It was gorgeous.
Yeah, dude, you probably fucked somebody's shit up.
Dude,
really
that was
bad.
The purest shit
he
I've
probably
ever
got
had
it,
in my life.
He got it on a front.
Well, fuck him. Guess what? I don't care. It was good for me.
You're
but anyway, so
you're
after
alive.
That, dude, after I fucking found that, every time I went out, I walk all the way to the fucking tip.
Oh, I bet you fucking crackhead. Jesus Christ.
I go out there, I'm like, any crab trap balls out tonight? Any fucking crab trap balls? Like, and I'll fuck with all of them, dude, every single time. Dude, even up here, I've been up here looking out on the lake and I see fucking crab trap balls and I'm like,
Burger's right. Someone probably died because of you. You are so lucky, though, that you didn't end up at the bottom of the fucking ocean somewhere.
Well, and then...
What would you have done if they would have came back and, like, was watching and saw you come there every day and, like, walk up and down looking
for
more?
Well, I fished there every day anyway. I actually had poles and shit with me, and I was fishing, too. But I go to that... whatever. Anyway... But, anyway, fucking me and my dad come out later, like, a year or two later, and we see crab trap balls, and, you know, I'm like, whatever. And dad fucking reels it in, and it's weed. And it was, like, a good, like, 20 pounds of weed.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
It was probably crappy weed, though, huh?
It was like Mexican brick.
10 pounds in a brick, like, that big?
It was Mexican brick weed, but it was good. Yeah. It was pretty good. It wasn't, like... horribly
bad.
You
can't say Mexican brickweed and pretty good in the
same
sentence.
Well, it wasn't brownie frowny or anything like that.
Well.
No, it was just compressed is what it was.
Okay.
I don't know if it was Mexican, whatever, but it was a brick. But he sold that.
No need to be racial about it.
My dad sold that for, you know, quite a bit and made some money off of that. But, dude, and then there was a night, this is recent, like a couple, like 3 weeks before I moved back up here, I was out fishing, and I was just, you know, minding my own business, having a good time or whatever, just doing whatever, and here comes the game warden, and they pull up, and they're talking to me and stuff, and they're like, oh, you have any luck tonight? I'm like, no, not really, blah, 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 and they're like, well, too bad you weren't out here last night around this time, and I'm like, what, why? They're like, oh, you know, that beach right over there? I'm like, yeah. They're like, about 260 pounds of weed rolled up on that beach or whatever.
Damn.
Yeah, just like
it's a good thing
and
you
blocks
weren't there.
And blocks.
It's a good thing.
They said the beach was like covered in like blocks of fucking weed, just like bricks all over the place. And I'm like, huh. Never found coke again though.
Yeah. Probably because the guy I was getting sent to is now dead.
God, that was such a sexy night. Like, oh, it was so good.
I can't believe. Wow.
Dude, you have no idea.
You won the lottery.
That is like
pink
Peruvian dust from the gods.
I don't think you understand how lucky you are that you didn't get killed because of that. And that you basically, that was the equivalent of winning the lottery. Nothing great will ever happen in your life again because of that. Yeah, right.
No. I think one day I'll have something more awesome happen. Like, finding a lot more cocaine. That was seriously, that blew my fucking mind. And then nice. I went home and blew my fucking mind. Oh.
Amazing.
It was seriously, that's the purest shit I've ever had in my life. Like,
it's an amazing story. You're very passionate about this.
I am.
Do you guys see this?
It was pink, dude. And it was seriously, like, I have never had a high like that
I
ever.
Bet. And you never will again.
I know.
So you can... Stop
That's why
chasing
I chase
it.
I'm like, where are you?
Can't help it.
That Can't shit we stop. Had not too long ago, was it bad?
Yeah, that was fantastic.
But it wasn't nearly that But right. it was good.
Okay. Well, any other incriminating evidence you'd care to dispel on the show here? So, pirates.
Cocaine!
Right.
Yeah! You know what I do, baby?
Yes, I know exactly what you do.
Cocaine!
So, there's this lake and a jet skier, a U.S. Shut the fuck up. A U.S. jet skier was shot and his fleeing wife chased onto the U.S. side of the border lake.
How do you shoot
lake.
Someone on a jet ski? That's kind of
You're
hard.
Pirates, fool. Oh. Shit. The shooting on Falcon Lake, part of the Rio Grande watershed near Zapata, Texas, follows a months-long surge in attacks by drug cartel-linked pirates on U.S. boaters who have crossed into Mexican waters. This is the first instance in which an American has been hurt. So that's so awesome. There's, like, this big lake out there. And it's like capture the flag, excuse me. Like one side of it's, you know, U.S. people. The other side it's fucking Mexican cartel pirates. And you like jet ski over. You're like, I'm on the Mexican side. Fuck you guys. And then your wife gets over there. And then you go over a little too far and they fucking shoot you. And then your wife takes off. Like, that's crazy that there's pirates. It's pretty awesome. I'm glad the drug war has gone that direction.
That's
I'm glad
awesome.
It's on the water now.
Well, it's been on the water, dude.
Well,
for a
I'm
long
glad
time.
It's on the water here now.
People make drops all over the place. Like, dude, seriously.
Those aren't
if
like
you take
pirates,
a little boat,
though.
If you take a little speedboat and go out in the Gulf, you know, in between.
Those aren't
that
like
area.
Pirates, though.
No, no, no. I'm just saying, dude. You can go and pick up shit in the Gulf.
When
all
I think
over
of pirates,
place.
I think of like you live on your ship, basically. Like your ship is your home, and you just travel around and you pirate shit. Like radio. And torrents.
No. Wow.
But for real, like you're, you know, you live on that ship. You don't, you go to land to like fuck hoes and trade your stolen wares for gold coins.
You're thinking of, like, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Those are some pirates, right? Fucking A.
Real pirates nowadays consist of people who go out on fucking boats and steal your shit.
Right.
Right. That's pretty much it.
Piracy on Falcon Lake is an incredible story, especially when Somali piracy has been so much in the news. It's amazing to think that it's actually happening on the Texas border. They're so excited in Texas for this.
I just remembered like, something, yeehaw! But I can't talk about it on the show. I'll have to tell you later. It's
Why?
So good.
Why?
Because it's another amazing thing that happened to me and still can happen anytime.
Wow, I can't wait to hear about
it. It's good. It's really good. It's illegal,
okay.
But it's good.
Thank you. Jesus.
Yeah.
You're the worst possible personality type that I could have picked out of a hat.
Why?
Because you... I don't know.
I'm so sad now.
It's okay.
You love me!
I do love you, but it's bad for me. You know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean.
You haven't exactly been the greatest influence on my sobriety. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
I, like I said before, I never made you do anything.
Okay, thank you. So the pirates packing AKs, of course.
I just looked that fun.
If you're a pirate and you don't have to fire your AK, has it still been a good day? Or
no.
Is that only for
no
gangsters? They have so far confronted and robbed 5 U.S. bass fishing boats that have wandered into Mexican waters, which the Americans are allowed to do on the jointly administered lake. In some of those instances, the Zeta pirates have identified themselves as federales, but their well-known invisible Z tattoos. Zorro. They totally ripped that off from Zorro, I bet.
Yeah, totally.
All, like, Mexican badass, like, gang members, stuff like that, like, they're all into that. Zorro.
You know what that kind of reminds me of right now?
Zorro?
Did you see that movie, oh, fuck. It's a funny-ass, like,
yes.
Asian movie thing with the Axe Gang. Do you remember that?
No. I have
Kung
no.
Pao. Kung Pao.
That was a terrible movie, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
For the record.
But I thought it was kind of cool. But
okay.
With that crazy lady.
Okay.
But, no, like, the big stupid axe on the fat dude's chest. Like,
right.
I'm thinking, like, of a big Z on some Mexican Buddha gut. That'd be cool. I'd slap it.
So, yeah. That's pretty much how it is. If you live there, don't go onto the Mexican side of the lake.
Wait, are you saying that I'm a bad influence because I have such a love for that shit?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. You need to not be so into fucking cocaine, okay? This is your intervention, you crackhead.
I'm not a crackhead, though.
Right. No, you're very classy in your cocaine use. I'll give you that.
I am. All right. I don't go overboard. I don't go crazy or anything anymore.
That's good. Just keep it under control.
So does that mean I can still do it?
You know what? You do what you want.
Okay.
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 So, are you ready for this?
Yeah!
Oh my god. I can't wait to listen back to this.
I love you.
Child abuse.
Love it.
Just for you. A Gastonia mother, Louisiana, Hidahada.
Yay!
Is facing child abuse charges after authorities say she allowed her unattended 3-year-old to run into a street.
Uh-huh.
Did not look both ways, and after both of her children were found living in deplorable conditions.
Okay.
Hoarder house. 38 years old. Still got a ways to go.
That's kind of normal.
2 counts, felony child abuse involving severe bodily injury. 1 count, misdemeanor child abuse. They neglected running out in the street, right? Right. So, it was like one of those situations where, like, no matter what time of day it is, the kids are, like, always running around in just a diaper.
Yeah.
And then the house is just fucking trash. Dirty diapers and dog feces piled up in the house, as well as lots of trash and roaches, of course.
Oh, my God. You know, never mind. I don't even want to. Never mind.
Doris lives next door and said she could often smell the stench from her house. It smelled like horses and cows. You know how that smell? Horses and cows.
Oh, head. I know how that smells.
Horses and cows.
Mm-hmm. You walk into a barn after horses that boy been cleaning out them stalls. Mm-hmm. Ain't no good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it reminds me of that song, Redneck Woman. She's like, I'll stand barefooted in my own front yard with a baby on my hip. So horrible.
Awesome.
Oh, God. All right.
Are you ready for this?
Oh, hitter, yeah.
A schoolgirl lured into a trap by her pornography-obsessed uncle to fulfill his sick obsession with murdering a child.
All right.
Right.
Okay.
That's so weird.
That's normal.
38 years old. Is 38 just the year when it all goes downhill for us, for
people? I'm leaving
people?
You when you're 37.
Is that... No, you better. You know, I would feel bad if you stayed and something horrible happened to you.
Aww,
his name is John
Madden.
Cute.
Madden?
M-A-D-E-N.
Oh, it should totally be an M.
He had downloaded a collection of sadistic snuff movies from the internet, of course. Because where else do you get sadistic snuff movies from?
Yeah.
Enticed his 12-year-old niece to his home on the pretext of getting her to look after his daughter. Hey, I need you to come over here and look after my daughter for...
I'll give you $4.
Instead of doing that, he actually drugged her. And then tortured and abused her, stabbed her in the stomach, and strangled her with a guitar string.
She dead.
In the key of E.
Is she dead?
E sharp. Minutes later, he made a chilling 999 call in which he confessed to the horrific murder. And he said he committed it. Why? Because I felt like it.
I just, you know what? I never liked her face to begin with.
Why'd you? Because I felt like it. What? You don't know.
Oh, he knows.
Today he was ordered to serve the rest of his life behind bars for what a judge branded his unspeakable crime, of course.
Why would you call the police and tell them you murdered someone?
I do what I want. I just wanted to.
It was probably...
I just felt like it.
His brother's kid and he hated the wife.
Oh, you think so?
Probably.
Maybe. It says he had become...
But that would suck because my uncle is my dad's brother and he hates my mom.
Hmm.
He couldn't kill me, though.
The Butthole Surfers wrote a song called My Brother's Wife. Hmm. Not a happy song. So he was jobless, and then he became fascinated with sadistic snuff movies, which, if you don't know, you probably don't have the internet. Film showing a murder being committed while downloading a sick library of violent pornography and explicit images of children. That's not...
Well...
What? That's not... I don't know. Yeah, they searched his laptop, found he had done extensive research into killing.
Okay.
You gotta know how to kill.
You know what?
That's weird.
You don't need to, like, research like crazy.
How to
you
kill?
You can do some cool shit by yourself.
Can you just kill, like, with common sense?
Yeah, probably.
I could. Like, if you had, well, how would you grow up and not know? Like, you'd have to not be around any TV or anything.
Yeah.
And then, but then do you think you would know how to kill somebody if you were, like, put in a room and no weapon, just, you have to kill this person?
Well, yeah.
You think just instinctively you would know that?
Well, I mean, like, not, okay, completely sheltered, living
yeah,
under a rock.
Yeah, like, you're not exposed to any TV movies, nothing like that, where you will have seen people dying. Like, you're not exposed to that at all.
And you're at the age of 38.
Sure.
Okay, well, you gotta know by that age that certain parts on your body are more sensitive than others.
Would you have figured that out from jerking off, perhaps?
Probably.
Huh.
You know, something of that nature. And you know what? I mean, even if you're sheltered and you don't have any TV and stuff, if you go to school, they're gonna teach you anatomy.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, they're gonna teach you about the human body. And
you'll learn
that.
How to kill in school.
Yeah.
That's good.
I can do it.
The divorced father of one also downloaded more than 2,000 explicit images from the internet, including the most extreme level 5 categories of child porn. Police sources said he obtained most of such photographs that are in existence. Jackpot.
Jack.
All of the porn that exists, you have on your hard drive. Is that like an accomplishment? I mean, I guess that's... Is that impressive? Should I be impressed by that?
No.
I mean, that's
impressive,
like,
for storage space, sure.
Well, that's like owning all of the baseball cards in existence. Like, that's impressive, I guess. I don't know. Baseball cards are kind of stupid, but... I guess child porn's kind of stupid, too. Anyway.
Oh my god, you guess?
So. Well, that sucks.
For him.
That sucks.
And for the chick... Obviously.
Obviously.
Right.
So.
Right. So.
GPS
is...
Took the life of a man today.
Stuff. What?
Yes. GPS.
Take a left in 2.5 kilometers.
Check this. Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's a cliff.
Totally. No, check this
awesome,
out.
Awesome.
He was 37 years old. Weird.
Okay.
He drowned after following directions on the GPS, which had not been updated to show a creation of La Serena Reservoir.
Nice.
In southwestern Spain. Funny enough, the 38-year-old passenger escaped.
Oh.
It was a little Puget 306, totally submerged in water.
Oh, God.
That's so awesome. It appears that the vehicle's GPS device directed them down an old road, which ended in the reservoir.
You didn't stop totally before suck. You saw the water.
But because it was dark, they didn't see the water in time to brake, and the vehicle sank within minutes. Could you imagine? Just totally take a left, like you said, and then just, we're not moving anymore. We're totally sinking.
I feel like we're floating. Oh, no, we're sinking.
neither of the men have been named. Diving team found the body of the driver. Right. The incident is the latest in a series of incidents that have led road safety experts in Britain to warn that drivers were putting their lives at risk blindly following instructions from sat-navs. That is so awesome.
I hope they sue the GPS company.
Can you, though? Because there's always, I don't know, there's always warnings that are like, this is an estimation. This isn't, you know, like, look where you're fucking going. This isn't full overhead display, like, virtual reality driving here. Dude, this is a
it's
rough...
like a vampire movie.
There will probably be a turn in the next mile or two that you will want to hang a Lucy on. Probably.
I don't know.
So.
I don't know.
Well.
That'd be so cool.
Is it time for you to cook? What time is it?
It's like you had a car, like in that vampire movie, Daybreakers. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
The virtual thing and everything. That's so cool. But yeah, I can cook something.
Oh. And real quick, before we get out of here, check this out.
What the fuck do you want?
In ironic news of the week.
Your ironic news of the week.
In Georgia, the Bible Belt, the most holiest of holy. Four people are dead.
There's more than four people dead.
15 are struggling to stay alive in the hospital after a church van crashed in the road. So.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, don't thank Jesus for killing his flock.
I was just saying, thanks for helping out.
A back tire mysteriously blew out.
Thank you,
in
Jesus.
The shape of the Virgin Mary, overturning the vehicle while ejecting most of its passengers on Highway 27 near Cuba Road. Troopers say the young pastor of the church, 35-year-old Apostle Ron Williams, was one of the four people killed in the horrendous crash.
Lovely.
That sent more than a dozen people flying to the pavement.
That's awesome.
Flying like angels who haven't yet got their wings.
Or learned how to wear a seatbelt.
Or that. All over the pavement, just smeared.
Non-seatbelt wearing angels.
That's crazy, man.
Shame on you.
Apparently, the right rear tire failed, causing driver to lose control, cross a median, and overturn. Papers, clothes, and shoes littered the scene as investigators tried to piece together what happened. Huh. We had small children to senior adults inside. It was like their whole church. They were moving their whole church. And God was like, yeah, you guys were really annoying.
You guys are just doing it totally wrong, so I'm going to go ahead and just get rid of this now. That's fucking awesome.
That's fucking awesome.
It's fucking...
The Lord works in mysterious ways. Perhaps they were not kneeling enough, I heard you have to kneel to keep you in good standing with the Almighty.
How are you in good standing when you're on your knees?
Well, I think that's the clever part of the...
I'm so confused right now.
The saying, but...
I'm going to go ahead and call this a night.
All right, well...
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Episode 408. I'm glad.
408.
Another bullshit jam hole ep in the can. High five.
High fucking five.
Email info at thejamhole.com. Email info at thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our website. 406-204-4687. And check out the Vision Quest link. If you want to follow Sean's journey, I will... update that as he moves around. And hey, I'm still completely fucking broke, so thejamhole.com/donate. Don't worry about her right now. Let's focus on me right now.
You get paid way more than I do. Eat shit.
Yeah, well, whose fault is that?
Yours.
Okay. All right. I'm not even going to discuss this. Every time we have this discussion...
You should not be getting paid nearly as much as you are for the job that you do.
I am good at my fucking job.
I'm very good at my job.
What? This always ends up with me laughing and you getting really angry. And
look,
I really want to have sex
right now. The things that we do are on basically the same level, though.
Not really.
Dude, you're a water delivery guy.
I fix coolers
sometimes. I cook food. Whoa, dude. I cook masterpieces, okay? You deliver water. I cook food. It's basically on the same fucking level.
It's heavy.
So are steaks, bitch.
Oh, 50-pound steaks.
All right, how about when I have to fucking change the fryers and I gotta drag that hot-ass grease?
I would equate that to me having to scrub my whole back clean room with bleach.
Ew.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Anyway...
For
it's
like
basically
2 days
on the
after
same
that,
level, though, dude. Seriously, at hiring point, they should be making the same amount.
I don't know.
I think so.
I don't know. I'm a water technician.
I'm a fucking chef.
No, you're a bar cook, dude.
I used to be a sous chef. I used to be
a fucking rocket scientist. Doesn't matter now.
I have skills. Sweet skills.
I used to be an IT genius. I used to be smart. I used to be somebody. Threw it all away with drugs. All right, well, thank you.
What? Drugs make my job that much more fun.
Drugs make life tolerable. Remember that, kids.
They make me not care that you make that much more than I do.
Wonderful. Well, we'll...
Because I can make up for
we'll
that.
We'll see you guys tomorrow for the Hot Box, and we'll see you guys Wednesday for this...
Fucking A for 409!
Yeah, 409! Yeah,
409.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.